It's Tuesday, August 27th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A two-vehicle crash killed a passenger at the intersection of Highway 48 and County Highway I near Luck on Saturday. Names have been released from the vehicle versus pedestrian crash Sunday near Minong. Monday's storms downed trees and power lines in Sawyer County and southeast Barron County, and gas prices reached their lowest of the summer. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. One person is dead from a two-vehicle crash near Luck on Saturday morning. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said a pickup with four people inside was driving north on County Highway I when it failed to stop at the intersection of Highway 48. The pickup struck an eastbound SUV carrying two people. The passenger in the SUV was killed. Names have not been released at this time. The crash was under investigation by the Sheriff's Office and State Patrol. Names have been released of the pedestrian killed on Highway 63 near Minong on Sunday evening. The Wisconsin State Patrol said 20-year-old Gregorio L.C. Pastuna of Minneapolis, Minnesota was killed when he was struck by a northbound Nissan SUV driven by 55-year-old Eric Moreno of Texas. The crash happened just before 9:20 p.m. The State Patrol said Pastuna was wearing dark clothing and standing in the roadway when he was struck. The incident was under investigation by the State Patrol. Fallen trees and power lines blown down by Monday evening's storms were blocking roads and highways in Sawyer County, prompting the Sheriff's Office to issue travel warnings. By early Tuesday morning, the Sheriff's Office said major obstructions had been removed, but advised drivers to watch out for low or downed power lines and trees that have not yet been reported or removed. In Barron County, several streets were closed for downed trees and power lines in Chautauqua. Chautauqua police said early Tuesday that roads and intersections were closed at Douglas and 2nd Streets, 3rd Street near Banks and Center, and Phillips Street near 4th and Leonard Streets. Downed power lines may be live. Do not try to move them and contact your local sheriff's department to report. Visitors to the Minnesota State Fair are seeking relief from water misters because of soaring late summer temperatures that also prompted some Midwestern schools to let out early or cancel sports practices. High temperatures combined with oppressive humidity made it feel well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the nation's heartland at the start of the week. The National Weather Service had issued heat warnings or advisories across large swaths of the Midwest and Great Plains states. Forecasters say there will be some cool-off in coming days as the heat wave shifts to the south and east. The Republican presidential ticket will be back in Wisconsin this week. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is set to speak Wednesday in De Pere. It will be his fourth visit to the key battleground state in August alone. Vance is expected to talk about the economy, inflation, and energy. Vance's previous stops include Kenosha last week. On the same day, Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris held a rally in Milwaukee. In his first trip to Wisconsin since the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, former President Donald Trump has scheduled a town hall in downtown La Crosse on Thursday. Wisconsin gas prices are the lowest of the summer as the Labor Day weekend approaches. Bob Haig fills us up.
Gas prices are down, driven by a drop in global oil prices last month. The AAA gas price tracker showed an average of just under $3.23 a gallon in Wisconsin on Monday. That compares with a national average of $3.35 a gallon. Prices varied quite a bit around the state, with a gallon going for a little over $3 in some locations in the Chippewa Valley to an average of nearly $3.60 in Ozaukee County. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Health updates its vaccine requirements for the new school year. Sean Maloney has info.
The updates align the definition of a substantial outbreak for both schools and child care centers with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Changes for the 2024-2025 school year include the requirement of a meningitis vaccine in 7th grade and a booster dose at 12th grade, and students must be diagnosed by a qualified health provider to be exempt from a required chickenpox vaccine. Some vaccine requirements for students entering grades kindergarten through 7th grade include 4 doses of the polio vaccine, 3 doses of hepatitis B, and 2 doses of measles, mumps, and rubella. More information is available at the DHS website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.